Elf would eat your cat.
So nefarious. Probably eat your cat then.
Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save
our planet. I thought I was kind of falling asleep, so I was, you know.
If I was Elf, I would eat your fucking cat.
Hey, everybody.
Hey! Oh, he's up.
Damn you, too.
Welcome to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode number 43.
43.
Boner. 43.
In a tree.
For you and me.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's start off on the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's me, Castelvi.
Welcome back from Paris.
Hey, bonjour. it's LP.
Je m'appelle Scott.
Ooh, it's
Lord. it's Tins.
It's Brian. Mood.
Mark.
And Cloud.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Woo. Made it.
We're all ready to go. Oh, and Mark's got the mailbag.
I do.
Sexy mailbag.
Running out of ideas, huh, Mark?
43. And he's run out of ideas.
I believe he just blew over the top of a can last time, didn't he?
He did.
It was a bottle, I think.
I wanted to get the fizz noise, though. Did the fizzing noise come in from this letter?
Possibly.
When I opened this letter?
We'll figure out.
We'll wait so you have time to respond.
This one, oh, wow. This one's for all the way from New York, New York.
Wow.
It's from an Andrew... Does that say Lloyd?
Andrew
Lloyd Lieber.
No, it's not Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Huh? No, it's what?
Andrew Lloyd Lieber.
Lloyd.
It might be Lieber, but it looks like Lieber.
It is Lieber.
Lieber.
And what he says.
What's he say?
He says, Brian.
What's he say?
What he says, Tim.
What's he say, Mark?
November 15th. 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm writing to you, dearest Octavarius, because I have some things for you to discuss. I want to know about the musicals. They're fun for every boy and every girl.
Your sight-reading skills are impeccable.
And I think that musicals are where it's at. What's up with that?
Well done, Andrew.
I feel bad Keith's not here. He's hosting the musical show.
He is.
And oh boy, we have some surprises for this show.
Ooh,
this might include a puppet surprise
puppet
for this
surprise.
Show.
Oh. This might be a puppet surprise.
But, yeah, but, thanks everyone who came to the Thanksgiving show.
Thanks
to you.
I hope you all like your cranberries.
It was such a treat to have two groups that have been good friends with us for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and have performed with us before with Baby Cash and Barry Manilow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks to everybody.
Now we're planning the after Thanksgiving at our apartment. Oh, that's right, we're doing that.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Me and Makula are making a turkey.
What?
Well, I'm making a turkey, and Makula's going to stay far away from the kitchen.
Oh, good.
He's going to kill whatever you're doing, LP.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys come to the musical show, because we only have a few more left.
Mm-hmm.
You should talk about that in the microphone.
Oh, yeah, so we only have three more shows left.
This year.
So, yeah, this year, and then we're... Yeah, so
the
you guys
big
should come,
secret things
and I want you there, and I really want to pack the house and have a grand old time before we have to have Christmas and New Year's and get all drunk.
Lauren is going to personally buy McDoubles for everybody that comes to the show.
All right. I want it to sell out. Let's do it.
That's my goal.
Is that a serious?
Improv and holiday show, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean how Hans Gruber stole Christmas? Ho ho ho, now I have a machine gun, a diehard holiday spectacular.
That's exactly what I
our
mean.
A diehard Christmas spectacular.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Christmas show is going to be the greatest Christmas show anyone will ever see because it's based on the greatest action movie of all time, Die Hard.
It's also going to be a holiday show because we got to represent the Jews. Hanukkah!
Jesus. Wait, when did we agree to this?
No, I just mean, like, we're also going to have Jews there, so we got to, you know.
Yeah, no, it's like in Die Hard where it's on... Oh, no, wait, that's Christmas.
I'm going to be wearing my Hanukkah and...
Or no, wait, you're right, Lauren.
Christmas.
There's that part with the menorah where Hans... No, wait, that's Christmas.
Fine.
So Andrew,
but we're talking about musicals.
Do you guys remember the first musical you ever saw?
Yeah, Joseph. Do Disney cartoons count as?
Well, I think
they should because they keep getting turned into musicals. I guess.
Yeah. Like the first movie I ever went to was Snow White.
I think that was the first. Yeah.
You went to Snow White in the theaters?
Yeah.
A re-release, huh?
I don't think so.
It had to be because Snow White came out in the 40s.
Oh, he's an old man.
No, no, he's definitely the original.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the first movie I saw.
What are you, Wolverine?
Yeah. It's awesome.
You don't age at all.
It's my curse.
Yeah.
Love the Lost.
Is Wolverine really the most common non-aging person?
No, Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse doesn't age. But really, Namor. It's Wolverine that's human.
Namor is
the first.
He's the first.
Yeah, movie. Namor. But Logan Wolverine. Anyway.
Did you guys' parents take you to see any live musicals, or was that like a girl thing?
Yeah, I actually saw the first musical I ever saw. It was probably the first live event I ever saw was The Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yep. With Donny Osmond.
I saw that, yeah.
That was big here
at the old Cadillac Palace Theater.
I was in it.
In Chicago.
Oh my God. It changed my life. We had the soundtrack on cassette, and we would play it in the car all the time.
It changed my life into one that hated musicals.
Oh my God. He wrote that in high school. It was like some high school project. It was his first musical he ever wrote.
I am not surprised.
is it Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing
sounds like your name, Andrew Lloyd.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, for those of you that didn't grow up in Chicago, is a big thing to a lot of kids in Chicago because it ran here for, over a year with Donny Osmond as Joseph.
It actually changed a lot of how musicals are produced in Chicago because it ran for so long.
And everyone did so well.
And everyone realized, oh, Chicago likes musicals. And then we got, like, Wicked shortly thereafter.
And they went to a lot of elementary schools throughout the suburbs casting kids
for
the show. Well,
I know, Lisa, you were in it, right?
Yeah, in high school.
With Donny Osmond?
No, it's not Donny Osmond.
They replaced Donny in high school.
Tom Minifreno was Lord Joseph. Nick Harden, who a lot of you guys know, was the Pharaoh.
Oh! You didn't do the actual Joseph Chicago.
I was not a kid. No.
Oh, there were a lot of kids. I think my girlfriend Amy was part of the chorus.
Yeah, I know some people in
Joseph. Yeah, like a lot of folks did stuff like that.
It's a pretty sweet deal. That's a good way to get kids interested. Continuing an interest in musicals.
I haven't seen it. It came out years ago, over
15 to 20 years ago.
Yeah. Why does he have a Technicolor Dreamcoat?
His Bible thing.
Is that in the Bible?
Torah thing.
When he puts his dad gave it to him.
His dad is God? Is that Jesus?
No, it's Joseph.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob.
I don't know. Honestly, maybe the Jewish persuasions in this room can help me out, but I don't know why it was a Technicolor Dreamcoat. I just know from...
Let me persuade you with some Jewish there.
There you go. Tell us why. Tell
can
us
you,
why
can you haggle us some knowledge on this?
Sure. You give me 5 minutes, I'll make you a better man.
I'm pretty busy.
Bring it, Musinski.
I think the story goes like Jacob is one of the has a whole story about him and like marrying a variety of different
Jacob's
women.
Jacob's the son of Abraham, right?
Yeah. No, he's the grandson of Abraham.
Grandson of Abraham.
I believe, because Isaac is Abraham's son, who almost like stabbed.
Yes, so it's Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob.
And Jacob worked his balls off to marry this woman. I think he had to like work in the fields for like 7 years for her father. And then come wedding day, he pulls the old bait and switch and marries him off to her older sister.
Yep.
What?
Because they couldn't look at the bride before the wedding. It was like part of the tradition.
I didn't know that.
And then, which is why at least in Jewish weddings, maybe in other ones.
Yeah.
He got swindled in marriage?
Yeah.
And he worked for 7 years to marry this woman.
I'd murder the whole town.
Right.
And then her dad's like, oh, hey, I gotcha. And he's like, look, dude, I don't like Leah. I like Rachel. And he was like, okay, well, I mean, if you got another 7 years, I'll marry you off to Rachel. So he works for another 7 years.
Man, he really wanted to fuck this woman.
Yeah,
a lot.
They had lots of sons.
Well, and so he and the first wife had a bunch of sons, and finally he married Rachel, her sister, as well. and had Joseph, who's the eldest son of the woman he actually wanted to marry.
Yeah.
So so Joseph was like his favorite by far. And he
that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cloud. I was like, why is he the favorite? Now like, oh,
the lyrics says so, Cloud.
You know
so,
that rhyme like first is the worst, tenth is the best, or something like that.
The way I remember, if I remember correctly from my love of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, son does something bad, gets cast out. And then later becomes like a pharaoh?
No. What happens is the dad gives him, makes him a present of this Technicolor dream coat. And all of his brothers are like, well, that's it. Last straw.
Try and kill him?
So they were going to kill him, but then they saw some Ishmaelites passing by. Mm-hmm. And they sold him into slavery.
Yeah.
And then went and told their dad that Joseph was killed by a pack of wild boars, I want to say.
And they brought the coat back as proof, because right, he like loved the coat, tattered. So he'd never leave that coat if he wasn't dead.
But then he eventually became like a...
He became the pharaoh, or he was sold into slavery to this guy, Jesus, what was his name?
Potiphar.
Not Jesus.
Potiphar.
Potiphar.
Yes.
He was sold to Potiphar
with the slutty wife, and long story short,
slutty wife.
He could see things in his dreams, hence the dream coat, and he foresaw the big...
Famine
in Egypt, and said to the pharaoh, you need to stockpile your food because you're not going to have any for years. And because of that, Egypt was saved and Joseph rose into power. His brothers came back because they were suffering from the famine and said, please, please, please help us, pharaoh. And brothers
in the
like,
Calypso song.
In the Benjamin, the Benjamin Calypso.
Oh, you can accuse of misunderstanding.
Exactly.
They really lighten that event up a lot with that Calypso right. song.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joseph told his brothers who he was in the end, and he forgave him, and then everyone was happy.
Yeah.
Wow. He tricked him, though.
He did. He
because they fucking sold him into slavery.
He did. He took a golden cup and put it into Benjamin, the youngest son's bag of food,
and also the second son from the favorite wife.
Exactly.
So the next favorite in line, apparently.
And then said, "What the fuck? Who stole my cup?" And then Benjamin was like,
"Fuck, stole my cup."
And then the Benjamin Calypso,
like 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and then all the other brothers were like, "Okay, we could throw Benjamin to the wolves." But we effed this up the first time with Joseph, and we kind of feel bad about it.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, man, that musical was taught to all of us. It's kind of sick how many Chicago suburb and Chicago kids know Joseph.
My mom still plays it. Like,
oh yeah, too, it's big here.
It's catchy.
I was introduced to musicals a lot more through film and whatnot. You know, with Disney and of course Wizard of Oz, and then and the Muppets,
that's a musical.
And a lot of television shows and movies, you know, take cues from musicals and whatnot. But the first musical that I saw on stage that stuck out to me, I saw ones earlier as a kid, but they sucked. Yeah. The one that first made me think like, this is cool. Which you know, musicals aren't really
cool
that cool.
Yeah.
But when I saw it, it was fucking cool to me, and I loved it. And it was Guys and Dolls. Yeah. I thought Guys and Dolls was awesome.
The Guys.
Yeah, yeah, yes. The Simpsons version.
We're just Simpsons a bunch version of crazy is the best. Guys. Luke, be a Jedi tonight.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. There's something about Guys and Dolls that I thought was so fucking fun.
Do you know where it was?
It was a high school production. Oh, wow. It was a high school production of Guys and Dolls, and I just thought it was so cool.
So most of us in this room,
I was younger than the high schoolers. You know, I was like, you know, 12.
But most of us here are of the acting variety.
Yeah.
So
that variety.
So it bears to mind that many of us must have been in a musical in high school.
Oh yeah.
I don't think. I don't know.
I never was.
Not
I don't think I ever did one.
Brian, no. Cloud, you gotta be.
Yeah, I did like
I was in an opera.
Oh,
I was in an opera once, but I was I was in a world premiere of an opera. They premiered it at ISU, it was a Eugene O'Neill play, Where the Cross is Made, and they adapted it into this really dark opera that was really depressing But of course, I didn't sing a lick in it. I didn't sing anything in it. I came
you
on
were a
as
pirate
like,
ghost, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a pirate zombie. So I was a pirate zombie, ooh. And I wore like full body makeup.
Just like Eugene O'Neill wrote him.
Yeah, I really enjoy musicals. I just, you know, I'm not really the most awesome of singers and dancers, and so I don't get put in them. If anyone wants to put me in a starring role in a musical, you can go ahead, but you probably won't sell very many tickets.
That's the spirit.
Scott over here.
Scott has a beautiful voice.
Scott is in a musical right now.
Yeah, that's you're in Star Trek.
I am, actually.
Is it right, still right now?
By the time this comes out, it'll be over in a week, but yeah.
But it'll be the final week.
It'll be the final weekend. Go get tickets. Stalkthemusical.com.
Where is it located?
It's at La Costa Theater, which is like Irving Park in Elston.
Like the shoes.
Scott has this awesome, really deep. What would you call that? Like a baritone.
I'm a baritone.
Okay, yeah, voice that just like carries for miles. It's awesome.
For miles.
Miles.
Well, the first when I met you in college, the first show I ever saw you was, what was that show called?
I did a lot of
it
shows.
It was
you know the one I'm talking about, Scott. The one where
Secret
she
Garden.
Had your lilies.
It was
Secret
Garden.
That was the first show you saw me in? You were there for like 3 years, you dick.
What show? No, I was a freshman. You were a goddamn sophomore. Or no, not sophomore. You were a senior.
He was a senior.
Was I really?
Yeah, dude. On your like last semester.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Were you Archibald Craven?
No, I was Neville Craven.
Oh.
The brother. Great.
Dude, I love that quartet song.
I made
we
fun
did,
of you
like,
all the time.
The quartet junior version great. Of it.
Yeah, that's such a great show.
Did I talk about Anything Goes Junior and how offensive it is?
Dude,
what is that?
I have a problem with like, so many junior... Even the junior Secret Garden, like...
Oh, Secret Garden, yes.
Yeah, like, so many junior shows have content.
Wait. For those, hang on. You guys are jumping ahead a little bit. So, for our listeners that may not be as familiar with musicals as you two... Because I'm not as familiar. So there are junior versions of musicals that you can do as opposed to the normal one. Why is there a junior version made? What's the deal?
It's easier for people in like for like junior high students to handle,
so they it's
the
like
songs
the music
are kind of watered
wheels.
Down. Like they cut a lot of
yeah,
it
they,
out.
Lot
the music is
out,
almost all
shorter.
Just the melody. Instead
they cut,
of like
they cut
lots
out, like
of
full songs too,
yeah.
And like
they also tone down the content in really stupid ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, okay. Say you're an adult and you just went and saw a musical called Anything Goes, and then you're like, I love this musical and feel like I should make a junior version of the musical Anything Goes that's appropriate for children to do. But you realize there might be content in the musical called Anything Goes that is not appropriate for children.
You've talked about this before. This is a really stupid thing that happened.
What
happened?
I don't
remember. So in Anything Goes, there's a comical drunk character. And this comical drunk character stumbles around stage and slurs his words and everything.
Well, you played a comical drunk
character? No, I worked at the theater that was producing this. Just long enough that I could be offended.
They made him blind, didn't they?
Yeah, they just made him blind.
Yeah.
Didn't change anything. So it's just a blind man who stumbles around and slurs his words, and people are like, oh, he's just blind.
That's almost more offensive.
It's so much more offensive.
Isn't that where we came up with drunk as a bat? And then,
yeah, that's right. I love that, man.
Blind as a skunk.
Blind as a skunk.
Oh, man. We are going to go out and get so blind.
Or switching blind as a bat and drunk as a skunk.
Yeah. I was in Once on This Island Junior,
which is supposed to be an all-black cast, as I remember.
It should be done by like 6 to 8 really talented black actors, but
were the shittiest white guys.
No, I was in it twice, like once the junior version and once the full but community theater, and both times like a ton of white kids who like should not be doing the show. And, like, yeah, it's just weird because, yeah, in the original, there's, like, a sexy scene and, like, all kinds of stuff. But that's, like,
white people
completely
ain't sexy.
Not in the junior version.
Also,
it should not be a junior
I believe I know the production, the more recent production you're talking about, because it was at the same theater that did Anything Goes Junior.
Yeah.
And the girl who was the lead in that was one of my... Wow, I doubt she listens to this.
It's okay.
But she would frequently come backstage after being very flat all the time and just walk into the tech booth while I'm just trying to watch Kung Fu Panda on the computer.
That's a good movie.
That's like a recent movie.
And she'd come back and just sit down, like just flop down and be like, I can't believe I'm in a cast with such amateurs. They're wow. so, they're just bringing me down. Oh, and then she'd go out and sing and it would just be so painful to hear. And then she'd just come back and talk about how she was above this so much and how they should pay her for gracing them.
Wow. That is Are one thing that has surprised me. No. I've been doing musicals for about 15 years now.
Wow.
And
Dan, you're pretty fucking good, dude.
You got
a voice on
you. I love your voice, Scott.
And you're a good stage presence. People like you.
And sometimes when you sing, like flowers bloom and stuff, and I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, come on!
When that girl had Lily's hazel eyes,
no, it's really good.
This segment was called "BWO Telling It Like It Is."
Oh yeah, everybody! It's time for BWO Telling Like It Is.
Did you fucking know Scott can sing well, and he's a wonderful stage presence? He is. There we go. That was BWO.
Why are we telling about Scott? Why can't he just sing a little snippet from
I'm
Scott?
I'm not going
to
sing.
Oh,
he
not going to
sing. He has a story. No. Oh,
okay.
But what I was saying is I've done a lot of plays and even more musicals, and inevitably, those types of people that are just, you fucking amateur, this is bullshit, always in musicals over plays.
Yeah.
The amount of, like, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, pretentiousness, I guess. Oh. I don't know. It seems
ego.
Amplified.
Ego is a good word.
Ego. Yeah.
Ego. And yeah. It's just like because there's song involved that all of a sudden you are just a godsend if you do it and fuck everyone else.
Yeah, I totally
else.
Agree with that.
Yeah, I find that in a lot of musicals as well. I don't get it. I really don't. Huh. I guess because they think they have the... You know, they have
the
divas. The
too many divas.
Too many divas.
Yeah,
many
divas.
TMD.
One time in high school, I thought I would try community theater, right?
Okay.
You
know,
I kind of
would really want to see a play with you in it. see Lauren in a play.
Lauren, have you ever done a play? I don't mean to interrupt your story.
I would really like to
see
that.
Like, when I was younger, like elementary and junior high. But then I started getting into directing... in high school, and always
okay.
just wanted to do that. Since I was 9, I wanted to direct because I watched Hocus Pocus.
What?
Oh my
Wait.
God.
And?
Don't treat that like it's the most inconsequential part of
yeah.
the story.
To be fair, she's told this Hocus Pocus story before.
She watched Hocus Pocus,
and she wanted to be a director.
Yeah.
No, it was Goonies you wanted to be a director.
Well, that too, but Hocus Pocus was the real change.
Did you think you could do it better, or you were so inspired?
Yes,
by...
I
oh,
did,
okay.
And then I could... you know, I would ask my dad, like, hey, why did they do this scene like that? Or why is she acting like this way? Why couldn't they do, you know, whatever. And he was like, well, that's kind of what the director helps do. And they guide the actors and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, ooh, I want to do that.
I want to do that.
Yeah. But, anyway, so I thought I'd try my hand at community theater, right? They put me as, like, I got a lot of good recommendations. So they put me as this assistant director, right, for Wizard of Oz. Which was awesome, but they had real live Totos. One would only go on stage, but they had two dogs that they
real
would keep back there.
Real live Totos.
Yeah. And then for Munchkins, no joke, whoever thought of this was an idiot, decided to put in 75 little kids from the age of 5 and 8 in the show as Munchkins.
Oh, that's nothing.
No,
that's
see, I don't think they're. That's just someone who wanted all those parents to come and buy tickets.
When
when
I did Annie when I was 14, it was a community theater show. Uh-oh. They had 120
orphans.
What?
Oh
my
Are
God. You kidding me? It's
and
not even supposed to be that big.
No,
of an
it's supposed to be like 8 kids.
It's not that's like a prison colony.
There was 120
of them. The kids want to get involved.
It was Annie. And I mean, and it was good to have all the kids involved, but exactly what
it
was
gets
is
the parents,
they
yeah.
made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
just
so
hard to control.
It was an insane rehearsal process with 120 little kids
Jeez.
And maybe 30 other teenagers.
Oh, man.
God.
I had to be the Wicked Witch from the East a lot of times that was just dead on the ground.
So your just legs were on
yeah.
Oh, man, I was in Wizard of Oz my freshman year of high school with music on stage. And, like, they didn't really know what to do with me because I was an in-between age. So, like, they put me... I was a bunch of parts, but one of them was... I was in the Lullaby League. So I had to wear, like, footy pajamas and stuff.
Aww.
And I was these, like, little girls. And it was, like, the straight line and, like, me being tall. It was really
Aww.
Awkward. I was, like, a poppy. But then also be, like... a Winky Soldier and like random stuff. But yeah, I felt really out of place.
Just rattling this shit off.
So, okay, so
it's all one show.
So that's we few that have done musicals on a regular basis or frequently in the past have kind of chimed in. What about the rest of you guys? Do you like musicals? A lot of people hate them. I mean, I kind of despise.
I saw my first stage like big time. I saw Jersey Boys. And that was awesome.
Jersey Boys rules.
Oh my God.
Jersey Boys is such a good show.
I saw it. I was like, man, I came here before I went to your place here, but before I left to Jersey Boys, I think. Yeah, but when I came back, I kept telling him, I was like, man, that was like the coolest thing I've seen on stage ever. Like,
I saw that show twice. That's how much I like that show. I don't like shows like that. I love that fucking show.
I saw it twice.
I actually wrote a musical based off of
Jersey Boys.
Can I star in it?
Well, here's the thing. It's never going to be made now, so I might as well say what it is.
Why the fuck not?
It can't be. It can't be, unfortunately.
I thought...
Well, here's why. This is before Octavarius happened.
Okay.
So I was like trying to figure out what the fuck I wanted to do, you know. And I saw Jersey Boys, and I was like, oh, man, that show is so great. What if I made a show like Jersey Boys, but something fucking stupid? Like a stupid Jersey Boys. And I thought, what would be the dumbest band that's still fun and nobody hates that I could use? And so I thought I would do a musical based on LFO.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is LFO?
You know, the boy band. Yeah. The
Summer Girls.
Yeah. The boy band with the song.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Wow, that's obscure.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was so smart about this one. And it starred, and instead of like it being centered around,
I felt sure
like,
it was going to be Sugar Ray.
No.
I thought Sugar Ray.
Because here's the deal about LFO. They had a crazy fucking story. The lead singer, Rich Cronin, had cancer, and then like beat cancer, and LFO happened. And he became like real big, but then LFO kind of went downhill, and then he became a fairly successful pop music producer. And then there was a slight scandal with him online because a text conversation or an instant message conversation that he had with a groupie, essentially, or a prospective girl that Rich Cronin would fuck.
Sure.
And one thing he said to her was, I'm going to feel you up 8th grade style. And so, or 6th grade style. I think it was either 6th or 8th grade
that's
style.
Crazy.
So there's like a website out there that's like, Rich Cronin felt me up 8th grade style. And you can see this conversation for yourself, which is awesome. It's so funny.
I gotta look that up now.
Yeah.
And so I had this idea that I would have a musical, and it would be in the style of Jersey Boys. Like, you'll hear the songs that you know and love from LFO.
The song that you know and
love. Or if... After
draw on TV
if too. After that first draft like came out, I would probably add in like other famous later 90s songs.
Unfortunately, the problem with the LFO musical is now Rich Cronin is
he
dead.
Died.
And
he died
of cancer.
Yeah,
because
the end of the show is Rich Cronin is okay and he beat cancer, and like the real triumph at the end is that Rich Cronin beats cancer.
Well, now it will be a tragedy.
Well, I don't really want to make it now. Oh. It's not really... musical tragedies, I don't really specialize in. I don't, that's not my thing, you know, man? I did what I fucking could, and Rich Cronin went and died.
That sucks.
And I know, I wanted Rich to live, because I thought I would make this great musical for him, that it was really funny. And it was all about how LFO actually is great. Even though they're okay.
I liked them. I watched them on TRL.
Yeah, a lot of people liked them. And so I thought I would be able to make money for a lot of people and do something very silly. But the LFO musical, god damn it, why'd you have to take Rich Cronin? Of all people, Rich Cronin. Couldn't you leave him? Take Lindsay Lohan. Take Lindsay Lohan. Give me back Rich Cronin.
Wow.
Tins, what's your favorite musical of all time?
My favorite musical of all time is probably still Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh,
God, so
that's
good.
Such a good one.
Yeah, and actually, and in high school, I had the conversation with
Why can't they make that a stage show?
Well, that was the conversation that me and my theater friends had in high school, which I'm sure thousands of other groups of theater kids at their respective high schools thought of, which was like, how can we make this a successful musical?
I would want to see Jack Skellington in real life.
A buddy of ours in college. He produced it, and they were in rehearsals for it, and they got a cease and desist letter from Disney and had to stop doing it. Because they said it was copyrighted and we don't give you the rights to do this.
And it was this little college production. It was very
They weren't going to make any money off of it. It was just to do it.
It was in an educational setting.
Yeah, they all loved it and just wanted to do it. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd love to see that get done. It was still probably for 5 or 6 years. It was still in my top 5 movies.
Oh, yeah. Still is now, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's dipped a little bit for me, but it's still real strong up there. Yeah. It's still a wonder of a movie.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to it every Halloween.
That's the one. That's the one musical that I don't get sick of listening enough to the point where I have to take it off my iPod. Mm-hmm. Every other musical soundtrack I've ever had on my iPod, I had to get rid of eventually because after a couple of listens, I'm like, this is...
Which other soundtracks are those?
Oh, God, which
do you have some Rhett on there, Tim?
No, yeah, I didn't have that many, to be honest. Like, I had Avenue Q on there, and even Avenue Q, like, I listened to it a bunch in college, and then I'm like, oh, it's good. I understand it's well done. I just, for whatever reason, I just don't feel like listening to it anymore, you know?
Did you ever have any musicals on your iPod, Castelby?
Only Nightmare Before Christmas.
You only had...
I still have it.
I had some musical shit. I always have Comedy Tonight, so I always thought that was a funny song.
About Make 'em Laugh.
Yeah. No, I don't have Make 'em Laugh. What am
I going to do? Brian, I would think you'd like Avenue Q.
I never had Avenue Q on my iPod.
Any Wicked?
I had the Rent song, Seasons of Love. I think that one wound its way
onto my Dell DJ at some point.
And you imagine me like sitting Dell there DJ. Like
525,600
minutes. and I'm like sitting there on on the bus or the train like.
That's all my iPod is musicals.
As cool as I might try to be.
What is wrong with you people? Musicals.
I want to feel this.
I know.
What is wrong with you?
I want to feel this.
It's a good song.
The way I figure it, why there's such a negative connotation to these musicals is not because of the music, it's because of the people that listen to these musicals. Always, like, especially being an acting major as we were.
Yeah, it gets a little bit obnoxious.
You'd be walking around and then be hearing that damn Rent song all the time, and I'm like, I don't want to know, that's stupid. And then people just dancing and flailing their arms in like the halls. It's just really annoying at times. And
well, there's the theater people.
They give the theater people. Theater people is the bad name.
And even worse is they're musical folks.
Yes.
I feel like Glee kind of mocks that though,
I don't watch Glee.
Theater person.
But all those people love Glee.
All those people love Glee though. So
it's kind of weird how that works out.
I mean, they don't make fun of it as much as they might.
You know.
Fucking theater people love Glee.
I actually do. I have a beef.
They just show that they're real people.
I do have kind of a beef with Glee.
Tim's got a beef.
I've only seen.
This is the time where Tim has a beef and he tells about it. Beef it up, Tim.
All right, everybody.
Put that beef on the skillet.
Today's beef is Glee.
Glee.
So here, I've seen an episode and a half or so of Glee, and I understand it well enough, I assume.
I'll be the judge of that.
Is this like your burn notice?
No, I know much more about Glee than I know or ever will know about burn notice.
What's your beef, Tim?
Okay, so I assumed from the basis of this show that it was going to be a show where random high school scenes were interspersed. Like, it was going to be, like, a high school musical sort of thing, where, like, people just in, like, the basketball court end up singing a big number, but it's a fun, like, cover of some popular artist or something. But what I found out was pretty much, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Lauren.
I know what you're going to say.
Pretty much, like, 100% of the songs are sung as part of their, like, choir group.
In the choir
in
room.
Class, or as part of their after-school activity, or whatever. I don't know. I have not watched that much of it.
Most of the songs, I'd say about 85 to 90%.
It's so, chorus. It's not even theater, though.
Yeah. So
no, it's the Glee Club.
I don't know what it, I wasn't a part of the Glee Club.
It's like a show
I don't
choir.
Know what that
it's
is.
It's literally, so it's like...
Show choir. Wouldn't you make fun of me for show choir?
Yeah.
Okay. LP would always make fun of me because I was a theater major. He's like, oh, you got to go to show choir practice.
This is the thing. But what fucking gets me about Glee is like they'll have like a Britney Spears episode. And everyone will fucking talk about like, oh my God, it's going to be Britney Spears night. We got to stay glued to the television. It's Britney Spears night on Glee. And... every song is just like the choir conductor
no,
or whoever.
No, Britney Spears night was all in the mind of their head when they were getting gassed
okay,
up.
Okay, fine. So like,
mind.
So
their
they had like a Michael
in their head of mind.
Whatever.
So they have a Michael Bublé night or whatever. I don't care. I don't know that much about
dude,
this.
Dude, guys, get glued to the TV. It's Michael
but,
Bublé
dude,
night.
Dude, I'd watch Michael Bublé but, night. He's smooth. Yeah, but you wouldn't watch it if every episode the show's like choir conductor character was like, well, now you two get to perform the song that you've been working on. A good song. How about you two? What song
that
have you
not
been working
how it all
that
was.
Is exactly what I assume it is.
No, like, okay. the pilot episode is the one to watch. It's super good.
That's
and
the
fun.
One.
But
and
yeah,
the single
and
ladies
then,
one. Oh.
Yeah, and then like you, those first episodes, like there's a plot and
the first season was great.
First season,
but
great.
Season
now
two
is kind of
and now it's yeah. Getting, yeah, gotten gimmicky like Lady Gaga episode. This is this episode. Yeah. Let's bring in more celebrities.
But the first season had a story. It was about them rehearsing, trying
yeah.
to win a contest.
See, yeah, everything I've seen is just like scenes between two people being like, "I can't be in love with you because that's gonna mess up our practice when we're practicing our song
yeah.
for Lady Gaga
that's
week."
That's kind of what it's become.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in the show choir when I was in high school, so I kind of have a soft spot for it.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah, I just...
I knew you, man.
I know.
I just got a beef.
Tin's got a beef.
Got a beef.
That's a fun segment.
I
like
that.
That.
Yeah. We'll bring that back every time we remember.
I'm not a fan of when musicals just take existing music and then use them.
Jukebox
really?
Examples.
Yeah.
I mean,
jukebox musicals
oh
is what they're called.
Forever
oh, Jersey Boys is kind of a jukebox musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey
it's
Boys
just
was
all based off Four Seasons.
I love it, saying like the. The music
yeah,
reminds
yeah,
me of
that's
when
why
they were
I
younger.
Hate it.
Like my aunt.
It's
like,
so cheap.
Saw, like,
just
a
buy a
time.
CD.
Have you guys heard of the new musical that's opening on Broadway, written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
Yes,
what
the Book of Mormon,
that?
Right?
The Book of Mormon.
Yeah,
no
it's
way.
About these two young Mormon boys that have some sort of musical adventure together.
God, how many things have those
that's
two
so
done
great,
about
though.
The Church of Mormon?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just, but it's like it's original, all of it.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
gotta be.
Well,
great.
I mean, they've written musicals.
Trey Parker, like, loves
yeah.
musicals.
Cannibal.
Yeah, they did Cannibal, the
yeah,
musical.
South Park, the movie.
Yeah.
South
yeah.
Park,
yeah.
the movie,
great.
One of the best musicals
it's
ever.
So good.
It's a great
South,
musical.
South Park, the musical, I don't know if all of you know this. Maybe you do. You're all fairly hip folk. But Stephen Sondheim, who's regarded as one of the greatest musical writers of all time, and
yeah.
I'm a big old fan of Sondheim.
Yeah.
If I, you know, he's got some good stuff.
Absolutely.
And anyway, Sondheim said that the best modern musical is South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Yeah.
Awesome. He
really
said
is
that was
best.
One of the most amazing
musical.
Musicals ever.
It won a
yeah.
Grammy, right?
It was nominated for
Blame
Canada. It
did not win a lot of awards it should have won because people are fucking stupid.
It was
yeah.
offensive to people.
It was offensive, but it was God.
So
yeah,
good,
the music
great.
Of that movie is so great, and the issues and fun that they attacked was awesome.
Yeah, it was,
and they did it with integrity and grace. It was awesome. It was just, I mean, and still they got to make shit jokes and dick jokes and fart jokes.
I love
they
that
got to do
Brian
all
Boitano
of that.
Song.
So, I mean, it was high art and low art at its finest.
Oh, no, they weren't.
Awesome.
They were nominated for an Academy Award.
They
yeah,
were all,
Grammy.
Yeah, they were not.
Yeah.
Well, but they were also nominated
oh, for
Grammys.
I was just saying, remember, they showed up to the Academy Awards wearing dresses.
Yeah, they wore the Jennifer Lopez dress, right?
Right.
That was popular at the time.
Yeah, where her titties might fall out, but they didn't because boob tape. Because that was the first thing that we all... That was like whenever the world discovered what boob tape was. Everyone was like, oh, are you going to have boob tape?
Oh, that's fair.
Did you guys ever see...
Yeah.
I'm geeking out here. Okay. The Buffy the Musical?
What is it?
Buffy?
Buffy.
Oh, the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It was like season six.
Yeah,
or
that is fantastic.
That was really good, and I always thought that was so underrated.
I hated Buffy, always. And my ex-girlfriend, like, fucking loves Buffy. And I just can't stand the show. And I like Joss Whedon. But she dragged me to the music box, because every year they have the Buffy sing-along.
Oh, they do?
And it, like, sells out like crazy.
Wow.
So she dragged me to that one year, and that sucked. I just,
but Giles is such a good voice.
No,
but Giles is such a good
voice. Joss Whedon actually writes...
Was Angel in that episode? Angel's awesome. I like Angel.
Are so we seriously getting into a Buffy talk now?
No, we're not. I'm done now. But
let's talk about Angel.
Joss Whedon wrote all the music for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's a pretty talented musician.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a musical Scrubs episode. It's really good.
It was a musical Scrubs episode.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it's becoming
as long as it wasn't fucking Buffy.
I really, really like this one musical for no reason. Like, I don't know why, but I just love it. I'd have to say it's probably my favorite musical, but, like, nobody would agree with me.
What is it?
And the ending doesn't even make sense.
Say it.
My Fair Lady. It's such a, like, I don't know.
We're unfamiliar.
Favorite fair. Musical
well
is
played Cloud you're right it is People fairly popular
that that's the first musical I was ever in
really? It's like one of the biggest musicals
yeah but nobody I've asked plenty of people and everybody's like
it's this
it's,
movie
you know.
Called I don't know you probably heard okay. Schindler's List
well I think and I don't know
Schindler's
a lot.
List the musical
that would be a good musical
that would not be a good musical Schindler's List the musical would be a bad musical
this watch
Are you guys familiar with Cats at all?
Oh.
I saw my sister in a community theater production.
Oh, wow.
Cats is
I think
so Cat. Weird.
I saw Cats once, and I'm not the most... like, now I am a lot more musical cultured, but when I was younger, I was not. And I was like, oh, Cats is a big thing. Everybody talks about Cats. It ran a long time on Broadway. Go see Cats. Saw Cats.
Yeah, Cats
fucking sucks.
Dude,
Oh, I got so confused. Is it? How does it work? I don't get it, Lisa.
Okay, well, this was the first show that
I was
like,
so confused.
Fell in love with.
People love
Cats?
This show,
well,
and
why?
I don't
Let's find
get
out
it.
Why?
It's supposed to be so great.
Well, I saw it when I was like six, and I just became obsessed with it. Like, I learned all the words, and like, my dad took me to see it live. I got my face painted like a cat.
Aww.
Like,
fucking tripping out, yo.
Like, now that I watch it, I'm like, this is retarded. But like, no, at the time, it's based on T.S. Eliot's book of, it's like the Book of Cats. It's a bunch of poems. Uh-huh. And yeah.
He's like, I'm laying on a roof. The roof is hot. Oh,
I'm
I
a
crave
cat on a hot roof.
I crave that mouse.
Oh, damn.
So, like, they choose one cat to be reborn, and that's, like, the whole... That's the main thing. Is Grisabella is the glamour cat. She used to be, like, hot to trot, and now she's old and gross.
What the hell are you saying?
I have no idea.
What word?
I know
is
nothing about
this. Is there a Mr. Mistopheles?
Like,
that's
zero.
The funny
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Mr. Yeah. Mistopheles is the best song in the show.
Yeah,
love that show.
It's all different
love
kinds
that
of
song.
Cats. Yeah, Mr. Stuffley.
It's either that or Memories,
cat.
Which is kind of
Sweet.
Funny if you
yeah.
listen to it out of context.
Grisabella is this old, nasty cat. She's the one that sings the song Memory, and she used to be really hot, but now she's all old and gross.
What do they want? What do the cats
well,
want?
What's their angle?
Where are they going?
They want to choose someone to be reborn, so like...
Cats don't do that.
What does that mean?
Well, they have different
nine
lives.
Lives.
Oh, that's right,
so,
nine
so
lives, sorry.
So Grisabella is chosen to be, like, what, murdered, so she will be born again, or what?
I think she's the one that's born again at the
How is she
they're
born
dead.
Again?
Are they all dead?
Are they all already
no,
dead?
No, they're all alive. They're living cats.
But then
living
why are
lives.
They saying who's going to be reborn? I don't... Like, why, they all know...
Does she die and then be... Re- like she like naturally dies.
This is why I don't like cats. I get so confused.
What's more important?
I love T.S. Eliot, but even kinds of cats. Even those poems are not T.S. Eliot's best work.
I just don't know what to do with it, because like I get the magical thing about it, and it's like magical and fun, but I guess I saw it when I was too old to be in the cat magic.
Just living the cat magic with me, evangelical cats.
Angelical cats do angelical cats do.
Catty cats.
Meow.
That's what I assume it's about. Right?
And I was so confused. And I feel like I missed out on the magic of that.
I think a musical based on poems is going to be pretty whacked.
Also T.S. Eliot poems.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude,
try reading The Wasteland, like, quickly.
I feel like I'm kind of, I mean, I'm in Octavarius. I'm a little out there. So, like, I should be able to get some weird shit.
It's pretty weird.
It's out there.
Is it more of a, like,
but people fucking love cats. I don't, like, the thing about cats that I don't understand is what is so universal about it that gets people to keep going to it.
Yeah,
it's like, I can understand Grease. Yeah. I can get why people like Grease. Yeah.
Didn't it run, it was like the longest running Broadway
Grease
show?
Grease is fucking great.
No,
people love
cats.
Grease.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cats, yeah, by cats.
Talking about cats.
Is it because
cats beats
like
the shit
cats?
Out of everything else. Like, I can understand Grease. I can understand why kids like High School Musical. It has all the high school stereotypes, and they all sing.
Mm-hmm.
And they get along. How cool is that?
And Zac Efron is cute.
Zac Efron is cute, yes.
Zac Efron is cute.
So he's
That's
super
why
cute.
I
what,
like
a, what a what a what a
That's why my sister
body.
Loved it.
People
for
love
exactly
Zac
that reason.
Dude, I like Zac Efron. Zac Efron's
guys,
great.
Do you guys have a favorite musical? I'm talking, I'm going to limit this to, like, traditional stage musicals.
My favorite, my favorite musical is one of the like dumbest musicals of all time. It is almost a jukebox musical. I like Crazy for You.
That is exactly a jukebox musical.
I like Crazy for You.
What?
I like Gershwin's song.
I am not. Well, I'm not familiar.
Crazy for You is one of those stupid musicals that is essentially the plot of a Muppets movie, all the good ones at least, where everybody has to put on a show. You have to put on
dumb.
A show, and then Sounds and like then Bleak. Songs happen while you're trying to put on a show.
So you're telling me,
and
this
then
is...
there's a love story and there's dancing, but in this
so
one
like
there's
all
cowboys.
All the fun of a Muppet movie without all those pesky Muppets.
Yeah, like seriously,
dirty Muppets
crazy,
running around.
The way Crazy for You is written, it could be a Muppet movie, and like I fucking love the Muppet movies. And if I could have a Muppet movie on stage, Crazy for You is pretty darn close.
The plot is kind of jankily constructed around the songs,
through
though,
jokes.
I would say.
It is horribly constructed around the songs. It's terrible.
Yep.
It's, I mean, and but it has all those wonderful things. There's a love story and...
Tap dancing,
which always fascinates me. I've always been fascinated with tap dancing.
Tapper dancing.
I was a tapper in
that
show.
Tap dancing. And then there's the switching of roles, like mistaken identities.
Scott, what's your favorite
all-time?
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd.
That's an actual good one.
I heard that the movie sucks.
That's a Sondheim one.
You know what? Here's what I'll say about the movie. In my opinion, the movie is one of the better stage musical to movie adaptations, mm-hmm. but it still wasn't very good. See it on stage,
it.
Done well,
yeah.
It'll blow your mind.
With like Angela Lansbury in?
Yeah, that's the first time I saw
Angela
it.
Angela Lansbury.
It was great.
What is your guys' favorite?
I like, as stereotypical as it is to live here, but I like Chicago a lot.
Really?
I saw a movie, Chicago, and I really liked it. It was very good, especially because John C. Reilly's in it.
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome.
He's so good.
And I saw a stage adaptation of it in high school, and it was good, too, but it didn't have John C. Reilly.
Much to your dismay.
Much
Dude,
to my
John
dismay.
John C. Reilly's good at, like, everything.
I know,
oh,
right?
God.
I know. I'd love to have pizza with him sometime.
Are you doing
just
that?
No, I'm not doing... I'm not having John C. Reilly.
So, no, Keith's trying to have pizza with Tim Meadows.
No, Tim's is doing Bieber.
Yeah, I'm mostly on the Bieber right
and
now.
And I asked
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt to have pizza with me, but he denied.
I guess we all have to pick one now. We're at three people.
I'm doing Pee Wee Herman.
That's right.
I was doing somebody. What was I doing?
I haven't asked anybody to pizza. I should do that.
I really like...
I like a lot of the Sondheim ones, but I think my favorite one is probably Fiddler. Because like I had to watch it so many times when I was a kid. Because when I was in Jewish school, at the end of every year of Jew school, like there'd be like a day where there was nothing left to do.
You can rewind like, that, and yes, I do say Jewish at the same time as Mark.
And so at the end of every year, they'd be like, "What do you you guys want to watch a movie?" And the options for Jewish movies are like Diary of Anne Frank, Schindler's List, and Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
And Fiddler on the Roof is way more fun than the other two, even though it ends
still
sad.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got like really fun music and it's...
But the tailor in that movie is very flamboyant and that really makes me mad because
I hate gays.
No. Not that I hate gays. It just he's supposed to be madly in love with the eldest daughter and like it's not even
and he's just nerdy.
Yeah, that's what it should be. That's what he's supposed to be, but it really looks like he is not interested in her at all. Mm. Like, he's not into women. I'm always like, really? They couldn't have picked a better guy.
Most actors in musicals are very flamboyant, though, because a lot of them are gay.
The other thing, this West Side Story, if anyone can get a hold of, there's a recording of, like, Leonard Bernstein. Is Leonard Bernstein the guy who wrote...
Bernstein.
Okay. Yeah. Did he do music for that one?
Or yes. Lyrics? Yes, he did. One of the best. It's one of the.
Sondheim
did the lyrics. Bernstein did the music.
Yeah.
Bernstein, also one of the most amazing musical
It's a
writers.
Recording of him talking about the like just the music of, I think it's Maria. And it's like fascinating. Just about like the history of different intervals and like progressions of notes. And like relating them back to like
song
a Gregorian
chant. Maria
is so
good too. Yeah. You know, everybody has Maria.
Yeah. I sing that sometimes at work.
You sing it at work?
Yeah.
Not in the shower. You sing it at work.
I sing it at work.
do you
what
work
do
with someone?
Do?
See,
do
this
you
is what I'm
know?
Saying. It's so annoying. You're sitting next to someone just singing musicals.
Well, I have like my own office. I just don't have a door.
So everybody fucking hears your bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
As they walk by,
they hear you
when you're a jet all the way. Lauren, a lot of us trying to get work done.
Sound of Music because I don't know. I think like I grew up with it. I watched it all the time when I was little, and it was the first like real show that I did that wasn't a dumb Park District class thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that St. James?
Take that Park District.
Fuck you.
But yeah, so it's close to my heart.
Who were you?
Yeah, I do. I love Sound of Music.
I was Louisa.
Too. You were Louisa.
LP loves Sound of Music. You haven't talked much about music at all.
This is fucking bullshit. Sound
of
Music,
but
awesome.
You like Sound of Music.
But
what's the deal with Sound
awesome.
Of Music?
It is. It's awesome. I just grew up with it, so that's why I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's something I used to watch with my mom.
Why do you like Sound of Music?
Because it's something I used to watch with my mom.
I'm sure there's a little something more.
Come on, yeah, you would you? Come on, yeah, you would you?
You like a little Julie Andrews?
No, I never thought she was attractive. But
what about her attractive voice?
She's got a good voice.
God damn it.
I feel like every girl kind of wanted.
That's about as deep
Andrews,
as we're
like,
gonna get with LP on musical.
Did you want
LP,
to
are you gonna come to see Sound of Music with us at the Music Box and do the sing along?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
What if your mom could go though?
Yeah. I might take her.
Yeah, because that's what we're. I think we're actually planning on doing is getting our moms to come because it's supposed to be like a. It is supposed to be like a mother and whatever.
Talk about
daughter,
this on the message board.
Oh, my
good.
What were you saying, Lisa?
Oh, just I think that every girl kind of wanted me to do Andrews and like. As at one rave, maybe the guys secretly wanted to be like, ooh, the captain. And
I wanted to be the Nazi kid.
Oh,
that's good.
Well, not because...
What?
Not because
I hate
Ralph? You wanted to be Ralph?
Yeah, because I was like, well, he shouldn't have blown the whistle on him, right? And I was like, if I were that kid, I would not have done that. I would make a better decision and save him.
But have you seen, like, Young Frankenstein?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you still don't like musicals?
I like that.
The
that's
live
okay.
one?
I just, I'm like, I'm not going to...
Oh, no, the live one's terrible.
I saw the live
I'm sorry,
one and I had a blast
there. I misspoke. I mean the producers.
Really?
That's what I mean. Not Young Frankenstein. Just cut that out of the
podcast. Yeah, you got it, Scott.
The producer stage version is so good.
That's what I would mention.
It's a good show. I've never seen that, no. Mel Brooks writes some good songs, man. He's a funny dude.
I think the world owes Mel Gibson a lot.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Brooks. I'm sorry. Clearly, I was only half paying attention because I'm trying to get our ad in.
If you invested in Braveheart the Musical, $10,000 or more.
Wait a fucking minute. Hang on. I can't wait to take Tins' quote out of context.
Domestic violence supporter, Matt Herzog.
What have I done?
You hater, Matt.
Domestic violence supporter, Jew hater.
So what does that make me, Tins? Sugar tits?
Yeah, you start calling me
sugar tits loving Matt Tins Herzog.
No.
I know the world owes no gifts a lot.
I don't feel so scared.
Oh my god.
On record.
I can't believe you did that. That's funny.
Take it back.
Don't worry, everybody. I'll make it all up to you. I'm going to send each of you $10. Don't worry. I'm going to put it on my credit card. So it doesn't matter how much debt I accrue.
Chance, it totally matters how much debt you accrue.
Huh?
First. Making a kerfuffle with a Mel Gibson quote pales in comparison to making a kerfuffle with your credit card debt.
Can you say that one more time?
No. No, I can't, Lauren. Making a kerfuffle with your credit card debt is so terrible, especially if it's $10,000 or more. But there is help for you hopeless souls out there. There is hope. And you're shining... White Knight, your hero.
Where can we turn to, brother?
Where am I going?
Is this about Braveheart the Musical?
Oh, no.
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will help you.
Yeah.
And they will guarantee to negotiate down your credit card debt for
your
financing
money back.
Braveheart.
It's a guarantee of your money back.
Or a guarantee of your money.
Yeah, that's right.
Back.
Wait, yeah. Like for real now?
Now it's for real, yeah, now.
They listen to us.
No.
I've been hearing more.
Yeah, sure, why not?
With a guaranteed or your money back.
Or your money back.
They guarantee or your money back. Oh, great. They guarantee your that you'll win or your money back.
An actual guarantee.
I don't think they call it winning.
Yeah, you won.
You're not going to win your credit card debt money back. They don't take their fees and put it all on black.
Hey, isn't there a jingle?
Yes, Lisa.
But where would they be singing that jingle?
Round the globe.
Wait, before I go, who sang the jingle last week?
Keith did? Yeah. He did pretty well.
All right, give me Heart and Soul. Oh, it's 866-963-2354. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Yay.
Great. This podcast is also, unbeknownst to them, brought to you by Target. I needed vitamins, and I usually go to Target for vitamins, but I was a Jewel, so I just got them there.
Did you get those stickers?
The pot and pan stickers? Yeah, Target doesn't do that. Jewel does.
We like almost have a grill frying pan.
I found out about that like a few days ago, and so when the cashier, like a week ago, was like, do you collect stickers? I just look at her like she's crazy. No, I don't want your stickers. What? Why would you give me those? Those are dumb.
Man, I only need 13 more. Can you get some for me?
Man, I feel like a dick. I started doing it and I just gave up.
Don't worry. I've been starting my own stockpile, B-Bow.
Really?
Yeah, I've got...
We should combine stickers.
Cool. I've got like 8.
I've got more.
Cool.
You can buy a medium saucepan.
Well, shit.
I was actually thinking of not telling you about my stickers so that I could save up to buy you another medium saucepan.
Oh, that's another podcast.
Yeah. I'm sure we brought up the fact about the medium saucepan on the podcast.
About that.
So just listen to all of our previous podcasts, and you'll probably find
they're free. What do you care?
Yeah, what do you care?
It's your problem, Dick.
Come on.
Don't berate
our
listeners.
Come on, D7, bye.
What? No, don't berate our listeners. They're good
Ron,
people.
That's Ron, you. Look
don't
at me.
Don't yell at Ron. I
Ron,
like Ron,
look right at me.
I like you, Ron.
Well, Andrew Boyd Lieber, I hope this answered your question.
Thank you for caring.
Ron.
Andrew.
525,600
midcasts.
How many podcasts are in a year?
Are you guys?
Probably weekly, because we do them every week.
Are we doing the sign off? Is it time to sing? What the fuck, James, you liar?
Man, I didn't want to go out on a rent song. Thanks for listening. Check back every Monday for a fresh podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week.
Or 8 legs.
Well, no.
No, Lord. No, Lord. Not at all. That's never going to catch on.
Have 8 legs and a wicked Monday.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Run for your
get
life.
In. I'm gonna bury ya.
You're running out of time.
I'm gonna bury ya.
Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Podcasting you hear. Ain't even you. Podcasting your ears. Ain't it free, mother? Podcasting your ears. It is supposed to be free for you.